I don't know how that works because I've never played around with a koala in any shape, form, or fashion. I've also never played around with chlamydia, so I don't, you know. So there is this celebrity. Her name is Black China, right?
Uh-huh.
She was very famous. To this day, was she a rapper? I don't know. Anyways.
No, I think she was a wrestler, wasn't she? Female wrestler?
No.
Okay.
No, there was a wrestler, but it was just China, I feel like. Okay, so let's talk about sperm, Mom. You ready?
No.
Mom, do you remember when I actually came out to you? What's up, pee silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes this silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. All right, so last week I made an episode for my servers out there, my waitresses, my wait staffs, my bartenders, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel y'all. Those stories were cringy AF, okay? And if you're unaware, AF means as fuck. If you missed last week's episode, go ahead and check that out with a friend and have a few laughs. Now, today I'm trying some new audio. I'm trying something new. Hopefully it works. I'm using two microphones because I have a special guest joining us today. And also, I watched a lot of YouTube tutorial videos trying to get these mics set up. And I'm also using GarageBand for the first. A lot of first times are happening right now. But the biggest first time is that we have a special guest, as I mentioned. My mother, Mama Jones, is in the house. Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Mom is up in here. And I got to tell you, it is... Hopefully y'all can hear her, but I gotta tell you, I've been wanting to have you on the podcast for a while now.
I know, and I've been ducking and dodging.
Yeah, now you're in here. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one too. So I've got a great and a fun episode for you guys, and my mom's gonna be on it because she has no idea what we're going to be discussing today. So religion,
terrifying,
politics, and porn. Let's get to it. Well, we pod in the day. Not your plan. Part one, Stormy Daniels. That's two topics at once. Porn and politics. Yeah, okay, I'm kidding. But I do have some silly for you guys. But as always, before we get to the silly, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Google. Y'all, somehow I'm on iHeartRadio. Don't even know how that's possible yet. I did not give them my RSS feed, but it's fine. I'm there. Come check me out. Hook your Audible boop thing up with the opportunity to earn new listeners. And I can't do that without you guys. I really can't. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and download the episode so you can get pro silly with me without needing Wi-Fi or data. Okay, Mom, are you ready to hear about a sperm donor who's being sued?
I guess.
Yeah. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so let's talk about sperm, Mom. You ready?
No.
So we have a 41-year-old Dutch musician, and his name is, this is a very white name, Jonathan Jacob, I think it's Meijer, because I think it's like Netherlands, Norwegian, or whatever. I don't know names of things, but it's a tough one, but I butchered his last name. So anyways, we're going to call him John Jack. John Jack is pretty much accused of donating too much damn sperm. Yeah, so you see my mom's face right now. Yeah, I know. So apparently he went way beyond the legal limits of donation, and they are pissed because, you know, incest is a thing. Let me explain.
I get it.
You're picking up what I'm putting down?
Yes, I get it.
So for those of you who are listening right now, and you're like, what the fuck is she talking about? This means that he has donated so much sperm that there is fear that he may be having a lot of kids out there, which means they might actually accidentally end up dating and probably having sex with one another. So this is a big issue. You know what I'm saying? It's no longer 1734. Like, we now know that this is not a good thing. So this man has claimed that he has single-handedly, you see what I did there? He's single-handedly.
Pump, pump, huh? You're so stupid.
He single-handedly fathered hundreds of children. Now, he is hundreds. We're not talking about like 15. Hundreds of children. He's being taken to court to stop him from, you know, conceiving any more children. You know, this has become an issue. Now, here's my thought, and tell me what you think about this, Mom. But I'm thinking that maybe this is like a kink of his. Maybe he just can't get there without like office lighting setting and like a magazine and like a plastic cup and some bitch. Are you done? Maybe that's what he needs. Like, and then he's like, well, since I'm here, I might as well just donate it. You know, like, what do you think? I don't know.
I don't know. I think that he just wanted a large family.
One that he didn't have to be financially responsible for. I have kids, yes.
Wow. Hundreds.
Hundreds. Now, John Jacob Jack. Wow. John Jacob, isn't that a song?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think I'm making that up. Okay, so John Jacob has breached the existing rules in the Netherlands and many other countries. So it's not just, it's countries, plural.
Yeah.
And this man is literally traveling the world, spreading his seed, literally doing that. Unbelievable.
Okay. God didn't say do that.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he meant. I'm so tired of people not understanding what God meant. Y'all need to stop.
I thought God said create a new nation.
That's not.
Damn it. See, that's why I didn't want to drink soju.
Can I just say that I'm glad this is the first topic that you discuss on the first podcast episode that you have ever done. But how many of your friends can say, hey, I did a podcast episode. You know, I want a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm giving you some bragging.
Nobody can say that.
In your friend group, nobody can say that.
No, I don't think they're going to be in a hurry to do this.
Right, right. They're going to listen to it like, oh my God, what a vulgar little girl she's raised. Listen, I'm not the one selling my sperm all over the country.
That's true.
That's not me. I'm just telling y'all that he's out here.
Sperm to sell.
Oh, well, that's right. I guess that's a problem as well. I don't produce sperm. What do you mean, Mommy? You didn't do your job.
It'd be different if you were selling eggs all over the place. You got sperm to sell.
No, see, now that's a surgical procedure. You to do. That's not. No.
I want you to do that. Go see. I am low on money.
Take my eggs. I mean, regular eggs are expensive enough.
I know.
Shit, man. See, now several clinics are identifying and destroying his donations. So it's believed that he has fathered at least 550 children.
OMG.
Mm-hmm. Using 13 clinics around the world. And this is where we get deep. He even uses social media and donation sites to approach people who are looking to have a child that probably can't. And this is according to Vice.com. And this is an article that's written by Tim Hume. Which Tim's the best. I love the way that he uses his laptop to type things into the. It's the best. It's I don't know Tim. I'm kidding, but I'm sure he's great. He's he's on Vice.
I'm sure he is. So, looking at this, yeah, he types very well.
He types well. Yeah. So I'm gonna need JJ John Jacob. I'm gonna need him to calm down though. He's doing a little much. Why does he feel like he needs to impregnate the world? What is that? Is because I know a lot of men. Going back in time, well, not that far back, but a lot of them feel the need to just spread their seed. But usually they stop at like 3 or 4, you know, one to four, usually, you know, but this guy.
It really depends on, you know, what their background is, because not all of them stop at 3 or 4. You know, there's some of them who have multiple wives and.
Yeah.
You know, Mormons and other groups, you know, that believe in spreading the word.
Yeah, not spreading the word.
I know.
Reason number 2,764 to be a lesbian, because this guy is probably his own grandfather's cousin's sister's brother by now. I don't know.
But at least.
So we taking this man to court. That's what's happening. And I'm here for it. So one of the mothers of one of his bio kids had this to say in a statement. If I had known he had already fathered more than 100 children, I would have never chosen him, said Eva, whose last name has not been disclosed. If I think about the consequences this could have for my child, I am sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. Many mothers have told him he needs to stop, but nothing helps. So going to court is the only option I have to protect my child.
I'm glad that the clinics are aware of him and started destroying, you know, the sperm, because it's a little bit like Jane the Virgin.
This damn show. Jane the Virgin on Netflix.
You think you're a virgin and all of a sudden you're pregnant? A turkey baster?
You know, there is a show, I forget what it's called, but I think it was on the Discovery Channel or TLC or something like that. But there was like a bunch of like women who were pregnant and had no idea and like randomly gave birth in like the most random places. Like one lady was at a carnival and she gave birth in the bathroom and had no idea. She just thought she was pregnant.
She just thought she gained weight.
I guess. Mm. But and then there's so many women. Apparently, it's a thing that happens that some women can become pregnant and they have no idea until they're giving birth. So the entire world is like, hey, man, maybe stop. Even Nick Cannon thinks you're doing a little too much. Come on, man. Welcome to the podcast, Mom.
See, this is why I've been ducking and dodging.
Next up.
You are definitely professionally silly.
I take my silliness seriously. You I keep telling
do.
Y'all.
You do.
Next up, let's find out if I was a good liar as a kid. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
No, you were not.
Damn. That's fast.
I guess being an only child, you decided that it was much better to just fess up, you know? So a lot of times you told on yourself, especially when you were younger, you know, mommy, daddy, I did da 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 da. But as you got older, you tried, but because you've been acting since you were four. Okay. And so because you had this imagination, there were times when you would ask me, you know, can I do whatever it was? Can I go to a party? And there's a party going on. And after all of the questions that I would ask, you would decide, nah.
No, I believe the words were no.
Yeah, okay.
It was a hard no, very bold, all capitalized.
No, bond. Those were my words. Yours was, nah, I don't think I'm going to ask her. I'm just going to bypass her and go straight to dad because I'm a daddy's girl.
And he would always go, did you ask your mama?
Yes. That was deliberate. We did that because...
Well, y'all was planning shit? Like...
No, we realized early on that, you know, you would come and ask me something and I would say no. And then you would go to him and he would say, oh, okay, you know, without thinking. And
to this day, I still do that.
You were the kid that would say, nah, 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 nah. So you would come back to me and say, my daddy said I could. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a problem. So we decided early on that we would consult with each other, you know. So,
oh, y'all had a war room and shit, like,
yeah, of course you have to. You
like
have to
a protect
yourself, board,
but like little.
You have to protect yourself yarn. Against your kids, because otherwise it'd be war, because they would pit you against each other.
I tried
if you allowed
so
it.
Hard.
You did.
I did. But you two
did.
Are all just like, we're a united front, blah, blah, blah. Yes. Like, what the fuck?
But going back to whether or not you were a good liar, no, you were not.
I, Go ahead.
You always took it to the bridge, you know? So the stories were so outlandish until, you know, we're like, huh?
What do you mean?
No.
Like, I would just lie about something that just was like out of this world?
No. Okay. Let's go back to the party. Okay.
Okay.
You'd ask me like weeks in advance, mommy, so-and-so is giving a party. Can I go? And after my questioning, I would say, no, I don't think so.
No, you mean your interrogation, but go continue. Uh-huh.
Yes. Call it what you will. I was parenting.
Tomato, tomato. So, all right.
So the night of the party, I don't know if you remember this. The night of the party, probably about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, you came and you knocked on our bedroom door and you said, my friend who's 16 years old is stuck at a party and the boy that she went with, he left her there and now she's afraid and she's in trouble and I want to know whether or not I can go get her and bring her home. So we're like, oh, okay, why didn't she call her mother? What did she call you for? You know? And she's afraid. She's only 16, so she's afraid to call her mother because she knows she'll be in trouble. And I'm worried about her, and I just want to make sure she gets home safe.
Oh, okay. That was true. I remember that, yeah.
Okay. Not a problem. Okay. And so Daddy and I are looking, and he's such a diplomat. God, he's such a diplomat. So he said, Amber, I tell you what, I understand how you feel about your friend, and I know you're worried, so how about you get dressed and I get dressed and we both go pick her up? And you're like, damn, that's not what happened.
That's not at all.
I thought they'd just give me the car and tell me to go.
I know. Oh, my God. That's not what I wanted.
So what I'm saying is that, no, you were never a good liar. Your stories were just too outlandish. They
let
just
me tell you about this particular one.
They never
one.
Passed mustard. Go ahead.
I remember it.
Mm-hmm. I knew so you would. It's out there.
Well, this particular one was actually true.
Mm-hmm.
This was Sasha. I had the biggest crush on her. And in my world, my teenage brain, she was a damsel in distress. This was my end. And you guys were going to fuck it up. I still went. And I picked her up. And
no.
I took her home.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Was
you...
this a different night then? Because I remember another night where I actually helped her out.
Oh, okay. No, this particular party, you didn't get a chance to go. You called her and then you came back upstairs and you told Daddy and I that, you know, she finally did call her mother, but so her mother was going to go pick her up. And so we all went back to bed. So no, not that party.
Okay, but this must have been something else that happened
that you went and picked her up and rescued her.
I got like some good, like, you know, knight in shining armor points that night, though, by the way.
Well, the thing is that you always gave yourself away. You know, when you were trying to lie, because it just, you know, there was always something that you would say or do that would let us know immediately.
I'm still a shitty liar.
This is not on the up and up, you know.
Do you remember when Daddy had his offices for ONAT, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had some Reese's in the refrigerator, you know, the Reese's cups. And you were like, this is how I remember it. I might be wrong, but if you remember it differently, please correct me. But you were like, Amber, you looked at me in the eye. Do not eat these Reese's cups. And I was like, yeah, sure. No problem. I'm not going to do that. Okay. I got that. No problem. You walked away. You went back to your office. I immediately, immediately, I don't even think you made it back to your desk yet. Took a Reese's, slammed it in my mouth, You come back. Amber, did you eat the Reese's cup? Mind you, it is still in my mouth. I haven't had a chance for the... And this is back when the Reese's... This is like... I think I was in like elementary school. This is back when, like in the 90s, when the Reese's recipe was on point. It okay. was really good back then. Okay. So the chocolate actually melted in your... Like I'm almost immediate. It was great. And I was just like, oh, this is delicious. But what a horrible time to enjoy this. Like, I'm in a lot of trouble. And I looked up at you and you were like, did you eat out? No. With it in my mouth. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
I don't,
but
that.
If I told you not to eat it, it's because it was, back then, that was Daddy's favorite candy. I never liked Reese's.
No, oh, I love me
I did
Reese's.
Not. I didn't, and I still don't, but Daddy's from Harrisburg, and so growing up, especially in the summertime, he used to work for Hershey Candy.
I didn't know that.
Company when he was a teenager. And so Reese's cup, Reese's candy was what he made. That was the line that he was on.
Oh, yeah.
And so they used to tell them, especially when they first got hired, you know, you can eat as much candy as you want. And we don't care, you know, however much candy you pull it off the line, you want to eat it, go ahead.
What?
But they knew, you know, that after maybe a week, between smelling this candy and...
They would be over it.
They would be over it.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're right.
You know,
they're right.
And they were right. You know, they were right. You smell that every day. All of a sudden, you're just, okay, I'm so over this. But still, that was still his favorite candy because, you know, Daddy does things by nostalgia.
Yeah.
And so he remembers
making Reese's.
You do
too, though, when it comes to certain
Reese's.
Things.
Hmm?
You do too when it comes to certain things, dealing with nostalgia.
Why?
Like, for instance, like, remember when we were at Cracker Barrel and we were on our way to the cruise last year. And you were, I forget what it was, but you were looking for a specific candy that you used to really enjoy while we were waiting for our table. I can't remember the name of it. I want to say peanut butter was involved, but I might be wrong. I think it was that candy that Uncle Herbie really likes. It was like a peppermint. It was like a peanut butter flavor. And it was like white with like brown stripes. And it was kind of like a hard candy.
Oh, yeah. It had the hard shell on the outside.
What
I don't even remember what it was called.
But that was so good.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think they made
But
that
I used
anymore.
To buy them from in Forest Park. From the farmer's market in Forest Park is where I used to buy them, and everybody got addicted to them, and so.
Oh, you mean that flea market, the little spot in Forest Park? Yeah, where we get all the meat and stuff.
The food, yeah.
And all the Christmas candy and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, so they sell it there?
Yes.
Oh, we got to get our hands on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm craving that now. Oh, that has to happen.
But that's another thing that happened is that I used to buy it, and I would send some, the reason that Uncle Herbie loved it because I used to send some to him. I used to send some to Aunt Joan. It was like sending them crack, you know?
Candy crack.
And so finally, probably within months of each other, they were like, do not send any more, you know? It came in a huge bucket, and I used to take by the bucket and just divide it up between them and send it to send it to New York and send it to New Jersey, and they were so addicted to it. Herb used to hide it under the bed so Chris wouldn't find it.
Well, that little bastard, he always finds the candy to this day.
Yeah, and Joan would share it, you know. And they would always ask her, when's she gonna send some more candy?
You're just a candy lady.
I'm just a candy lady.
Overstate lines candy lady.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that about Dad and Hershey's, by the way. That's kind of interesting. Next up, let's find out what my mom wishes she didn't know. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let's find out what my mom wishes she didn't know. I know, right? She's like, what does that mean? All right, listeners, you clearly, if you're one of my loyal listeners and you've been here at least for the last month, then you are aware that when I have a guest, if I can, I like to play this game called I Wish I Didn't Know. So pretty much, Mom, I got these cards in my hand, okay? Mm. There are multiple choice questions on these cards.
Okay.
Facts that you might wish you didn't know.
Okay.
So I'm going to read these questions. I'm going to cover the finger. I'm going to cover the answer with my thumb so I can't see it either.
Okay.
So I'm going to read these questions to you and you just choose which answer you think it is. Listeners, you can join in as well. Obviously, I can't hear you, but feel free. Okay. So the first question is, this type of plastic surgery saw a 217.3% increase over the past 5 years. A, male breast removal. B, vagina lifts. I did not know that was a thing. How do you lift your vagina?
I don't know.
Why don't they just pick it up?
I don't think that's what that means.
Oh, well. Okay, A, male breast removal. B, vagina lifts. C, penis enlargements. D, breast implant removal. I think penis enlargement. Which one do you think it is?
I think it's breast implant removals.
Ooh, you know what? Especially recently, because, I mean, I've had this game before this happened, but listeners, I'm sure all of you know about this. Mommy may not. So there is this celebrity. Her name is Blac Chyna, right?
Uh-huh.
What does she even do? I think she was just like a model and really pretty and plastic, and she dated famous people. I don't know. Anyways, she was very famous. To this day, was she a rapper? I don't know. Anyways.
No, I think she was a wrestler, wasn't she?
Female wrestler?
No. Okay.
No, there was a wrestler, but it was just Chyna, I feel like. You talking about that big white woman with the muscles? Yeah, that was just Chyna.
Oh, okay.
She looked like Xena Warrior Princess, but in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's funny. Wasn't she a wrestler?
Well, you know.
So anyway, she had a lot of plastic surgery at some point. And recently, she has come, had a come into Jesus moment, you know. And she's decided to get rid of her implants, take out those cheek injection stuff, just go to her natural self. She doesn't even go by Blac Chyna anymore. I think her name is Angela something or other. I don't really know. But she has decided to, you know, go back to herself. And it's become a trend now. A lot of people are taking out the fake and letting the real show, which I think is kind of awesome, because in the world that we live in recently, within the last, 30, 40 years, it's Botox this, plastic surgery that, you know, waist trim this. It's be what I'm not, but pay for it. You know what I mean?
The reason I chose the answer that I did is because the method for the breast implants and all of that plastic surgery was silicone.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, that stuff, the implants would burst and poison their bodies.
Yeah,
and
kill them.
Yeah. And if not, it was horrible. They were in a lot of pain. So that's why I chose number three, because...
For the breast implant removal?
Yeah, the removal of those. But I think that people are now doing that for health reasons, especially if they're, if they got them when they were young and, mm-hmm. and going for a certain look for a certain career.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the answer to that. So what is the answer?
So this type of plastic surgery saw a 217.3% increase over the past 5 years. Vagina lifts. After all of that.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
What the fuck is vagina lift?
How high?
Where you lift it? Can you take me to the sixth floor? I don't know what that. I'm afraid to Google it. I don't want to be on the list.
No, don't Google it. I don't even want to know what it is.
I'm good. All right, next question. Vampire bats are real and have a thirst for human blood. To quench this thirst, the bats have been known to A, break into blood banks because they can smell the blood, B, swoop down and attack children playing outside, C, wait until humans fall asleep and creep toward their prey using folded up wings as feet. The hell? D, appear on the scene of a fatal car accidents?
I think it's the latter. I think it's the last one.
You think it is? Yeah, that's the only one that makes sense. I can't imagine a bat breaking into a blood bank. They can't just break through windows and glass and doors. Wouldn't that be a scene?
Yeah.
My God.
Okay. Yeah, unless they're Bruce Wayne's bats. Right? You know, they can do whatever.
Facts. Or maybe like Splinter from the Ninja Turtles trained them too. You know? I want to see a little bat say cowabunga. He lights a piece of fire. All right, so vampire bats are real and have a thirst for human blood. To quench this thirst, the bats have been known to, wait until humans fall asleep and creep toward their prey using folded up wings as feet.
Huh.
Asleep where? Because I sleep in a house. Ain't no bats in my house.
Maybe camping. Oh, see, sleeping in a cave.
Reason number 13,407. Not to go camping.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I do wish I didn't know that. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Which of the following survey results about offices is sad but true? A, your keyboard has more bacteria than the average office toilet. B, more people are banging during office hours than you realize. C, people can't really explain what they do for work. Or D, most jobs are bullshit and pointless.
D.
More people are banging around office hours than you realize? Yeah, I've heard a lot of rumors at my job. Actually, every job I've had.
Yeah.
And if you're a server, everybody's fucking in there. You know, which of the following survey results about offices is sad but true? The answer is A. Your keyboard has more bacteria than the average office toilet.
I believe it.
Yeah, we talked about this exact topic. I think it was with Jazz and Jess. I think it was with them on the podcast that I did.
Okay,
with
them. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How come I don't have not one right?
It's probably good that you don't know this stuff, and this is weird. Who needs to know this? And you know what? Oh, yeah, he probably would have known, especially the bat thing.
Yeah, he would have known. Yeah. He would have gotten every one of them right.
Everyone that I've done this with, they missed all of them, except maybe one.
Okay.
And this is your moment. This is the last one.
All right.
This is it. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Not this one. Okay. This is your come to Jesus moment. This is the card.
I am so scared.
You should be. You'd better think twice about giving that cuddly koala bear a hug. Koalas are known to easily infect humans with which STD? A, gonorrhea, B, herpes, C, HIV, or D, chlamydia. Now, I can't guess this one because unfortunately I know this. Don't ask me why I know this.
Why do you know this?
Well, there was this koala. Her name was Sicily. It was lit.
I don't know. I guess gonorrhea? I'm not sure.
Right?
I'm not sure.
All I know is I don't want none of these.
Yeah, that's true. It don't matter which one.
Right, I don't want any of those. Koalas are known to easily infect humans with which STD? The answer is D, chlamydia. Just by cuddling with them. You don't have to like have sex with them. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works because I've never played around with a koala in any shape, form, or fashion. I've also never played around with chlamydia, so I don't. You know, I thought intercourse or maybe like human liquids and things. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you know what? I'm glad this is one that you missed.
Yeah,
this
is me too. That would be a pity if I knew the answer to that one.
I know.
Out of all of them.
Oh my God. Next up, my mom and I are going to discuss a moment in time. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm going to need a drink for this one.
If you need one, I know I need a double.
Okay, so mom, do you remember when I actually came out to you?
Yeah. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I was in college, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember being via email?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, we're having two different experiences.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'll tell you what. I'll tell my story.
Okay.
And then you tell yours.
Okay.
Okay, so, all right, Smile Squad listeners here, PCLA listeners. When I was in college, I had, like, my first, like, real relationship. You remember, we won't say her last name. She was my first girlfriend in college, right? And so we were dating or whatnot. The way I remember it was I sent you an email because I was afraid to tell you because of, you know, the stipulations of society and all that shit, you know. And I remember sending you an email about this. What do you remember? You know, I don't remember getting a response.
I actually remember you telling me, you know, and you were crying, you know, and you told me, and I was like, why are you crying?
Probably because you didn't check the email, so I wouldn't have to do this in person.
That's probably okay.
Why I was okay. God damn it, that's possible.
That's possible. But I remember you crying and telling me this, and I didn't stand why you were crying.
Oh, I remember.
And
this
you
now.
Said so. I said, okay. And you said, you know, I'm gay, and I was like, oh, okay. And you,
yeah,
and you said,
that's it.
That's all.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, baby. What did you expect me to say? And you said, well, you know, my other friends who told their parents that they were gay got put out of the house and, yeah, you know, and they were, you know, told all kinds of things and their parents disowned them. And so, I said, well, I'm, you know, I'm sorry that I can't give you the dramatic experience that your friends had.
Why can't you just tell me to get out of the house?
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like you were really disappointed that, you know, that I was accepting of this. And I was
confused.
My child. I didn't. Yeah. You said, I didn't expect you to react like this. I thought that you would be yelling and screaming and angry and, I was like, baby.
You watch too much TV. Oh, my God.
You know, yeah. Because my position was that was not of any significance or importance to me, you know. Mm-hmm. And you said, but you're not going to have any grandchildren. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't remember asking you for grandchildren.
I think it's because, like, you know, there is such a thing as societal pressures, right?
Yeah.
And we all get to a certain age where we feel like, oh, I should have this by this age, or I should have succeeded in this by this age, or what have you. I shouldn't be living at home, but whatever, you know, whatever it is. And when you... First of all, it's strange that we have to come out, because heterosexual people don't have
strange.
To do that. So, yeah. So not only do we have to worry about the societal pressures that we all as a human race have to deal with, I have to deal with the bullshit of being black. I got to deal with the bullshit of being a woman. I got to deal with the bullshit of being gay, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an additional just like triple layer effect of crap. That more that you have to put up with. And so I was just prepared for the worst because that's what I've experienced from those who came out to their families. I was expecting that.
Yeah, you were.
And I was ready for it.
And my thing was like, did you tell your daddy? And you said, yes. And I said, and what did he say? And he said, oh, okay.
Y'all said the same thing. It was weird.
So it was okay. Like, well, then why did you expect me to, you know, but I understand because growing up you were daddy's girl and I was the
disciplinarian,
you know, of the family. And so, you know, I
think I may have had a harsher
really
word or two to describe you to my friends behind your back as a teenage girl.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sure.
For fact.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But see, the thing that I always knew
was that when you got to be, you know, an adult, you know, a real adult, that you would remember these things? Because I did, you know, when I was growing up, I remembered the things that my mother taught me, because my father was a disciplinarian, but he was unreasonable.
Yeah,
you know,
Grandpa was.
But
a
we're not going to go into that. That's no, another. That's another episode.
Does that mean we're going to bring you rate, back?
But I, you know, and I have friends, you know, who have children who are gay, and they're not accepting of it.
I know exactly who you're talking about,
and
one of them at least.
And you know, I don't understand that, you yeah. know. And so when they come to me and they ask me, you know, how do you deal with this? And I'm saying, so my advice to them, and it always has been, okay, you need to stay out of their bedroom.
That's great advice.
Okay.
Actually, that's fantastic.
So, you know, as long as you keep your head out of their bedroom, keep your heart out of their bedroom, as long as you do that, that is still your child. You know, what does that have to do with anything? Mm-hmm. You know, I raised a reasonably intelligent, responsible human being. If you will remember when you were getting ready to go to college and you were like, you know, what if I fail? What if I, and I was like, girl, I ain't sending you to college to be no A student. I'm sending your ass to college so you can learn how to think. All I want you to do is be able to think your way out of a wet paper bag.
You know? Indeed.
And if all else fails, if you can't take care of another living ass to be able to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. you are an only child. There is nobody else for you to fall back on if something happens to Dad and I. You're it. So as long as I'm comfortable that you can take care of yourself and, you know, and be responsible for you, then I've done my job. I've done my job. And so that's always been my position. That's always been my position. I ain't got nothing to do with your bedroom. You know, I don't care about your bedroom because I kept you out of mine. So I'm going to stay out of yours.
Appreciate both of those, actually. Okay, because to this day, I was telling you guys, listeners, remember not too long ago, we had an episode. I forget, I think it was one, it was a solo one. I don't think I had a guest for this one. But I think I told you about it, Mom, how we were watching, me and Dad were watching Swarm, and what happened when I was watching Love and Basketball.
Yes.
To this day, I can't watch a sex scene with my parents, so I damn sure don't give a fuck about what's going on behind their bedroom door. Yo, as far as I'm concerned, they're playing Jenga. Are you serious, Mary Jo? She just tried to pour more of her soju into a cup from a bottle that is empty, and the cap is on.
This is why I told you. See, I can't trust you. You know, I can't trust you. You told that to all your listeners, and I have been trying to be cool. Okay, now let me tell you about this child.
Oh, wait, whoa, hey. Thanks for listening so much, P-Silly listeners. This has been Amber Smiles Jones.
I'm professionally selling. Girl, I got so much dirt.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if you guys want my mom to come back to the podcast, you're going to have to find a way to let me know. One of the best ways, leave me a 5-star and written review on the Professionally Silly podcast and let me know. Or you could email me, you know what I'm saying, DM me, whatever, let me know, and I will force her to come back, because we have,
like you did this time.
Oh yeah. I'm not removing anything.
I want all of you listeners to know that this was a bribe.
It was. Okay. I'm going to ask her for something soon.
Big time.
Oh yeah.
Big time. Okay. This is not something that I do. I don't do this. Okay.
Well, you know, that last drink you took, you literally downed that thing like your life depended on it. So that was on you.
And this is blueberry flavored. This is a blueberry soju. And it is absolutely wonderful. I am into Korean dramas.
Oh my God. I told you guys about this.
Big time.
Yeah.
And so.
Was it Vicky?
The things.
Vicky? Is it the app that you use?
Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky. Yeah.
Right.
I knew it was something like that.
And so the drink that they are that I am familiar with is soju.
Yeah.
And so every time something dramatic happens, this is what they drink. And it is delicious.
I found out
that my local liquor store carries it. And so I decided to try it. And I decided that I like all of the flavors.
Yes.
Except for the original.
See, Amber. I love the original.
Yeah.
The Amber original loves is amazing.
The original.
Yeah.
Because she's an alcoholic.
I might be. Mind your business. Because I still
want to get. I have a lot of dirt to tell on her.
Oh, my God.
She is not going. She's not going to invite me back anymore. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I will. I will. Because you know what? One thing that my listeners know and my viewers on my YouTube channel know. I keeps it real.
Yeah, you do.
I keeps it real, baby.
You do. You do.
You know what I'm saying? Mom, thank you so much for joining. This was fun.
It was fun.
I told you.
Totally unexpected. It was fun. I have no idea why I agreed to do this. But now that it's done.
I think you're excited to talk about sperm. That's why you were like, let's do this podcast.
No, Missy. Don't even try that because I didn't even know that was on the menu. Had I known.
Not the menu. You know,
the menu. Okay. Yes, I do know I said menu. I didn't even know that was, you know, part of the broadcast because she knows that had I known what the subjects were going to be,
oh yeah,
I would have said,
I set you up.
Missy,
I set
I'm not
you
doing
up.
This.
Because I wanted you just to like enjoy it and have fun. Because I'm going to be real with you guys listening right now. I'm going to tell you this, Mom. I think I've told you this before. Is like when I was a kid, couldn't fucking stand you. Okay.
Oh, I know. No kid likes their mother.
Oh, okay? Yeah. No, you were
especially
the worst.
In teenage years.
You were the worst because you were the best. You know
but
what
you
I mean?
Know what? But you know what? Mamas don't like their kids either.
Oh, I know that's right. I gave you many reasons, honey.
We're like between the ages of 11 and 13.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, those are like, some tough ages.
Yeah, we can't. Mm. Yeah. We don't like you. We don't like you. Not at all.
But then you notice when I got into college, when I moved away, I called you every day.
Yes.
Every day. What kind of cheese do I like?
and the things that Amber is extremely generous, okay? And I'm not saying it because she's my daughter. I'm just, she is extremely generous. I'm saying it because it's who she is. And so she would call me from college and say things like, Mom, I'm walking on campus, and she said, and everybody is saying, hi, Amber. Why Amber Whittier? And she says, I don't even know these people. She said, I don't even know how they know my name or anything like that. And so the whole point of that was just that Amber had a car.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And she was probably about the only student, you know, freshman year who had a car.
Because he was close to.
And so everybody wanted to know her, of course. So they would come to her dorm room and they would say, what are you doing? And she would say, well, nothing. And they would say, can you take me to the grocery store? Can you take me to pick up my boyfriend who's flying in on a flight? Take me to, you know, and it was always something that was going to benefit them and never her. And she was like, I don't know whether or not these people, Mom, I don't know if these people like me because of me or they like me because of my, you know, the fact that I have a car. And I said, well, baby, I'm going to tell you something. It is okay to say no, you know. She said, well, you know, they kind of tricked me. And I said, what do you mean? She said, walk in and they say, what are you doing? And when you say nothing, that's when they ask you for these favors. So I said, okay, here's what you do. When they come in and they say, hi, Amber, what are you doing? You say, why?
To this day,
and
I do that.
Gives you an option to figure out whether or not you want to do this favor or not.
Yeah.
Because now they have to tell you what they want. Okay. So she said, okay. And I said, and then, you know, the ball is in your court and you can decide whether this is something that you want to do or not do. I said, because if you don't learn to say no, there are 3,000 students on campus. Uh-huh. And before you graduate, they would have passed you among all 3,000 of them saying, well, we don't want to do it, but ask Amber, she'll do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I didn't hear from her for a couple of weeks. And so she called me. I finally called her and I said, so what did you do about your problem? And she said, oh, Mama took care of it. I put a note on my dorm door and it said, if you don't have gas money, don't ask.
To this day, I still use signs for things. It's so funny, too, because I remember one time, well, not even one time, several people will do that even now. What are you doing? Like, they text me, WYD,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
And somebody, I forget who it was, they got so annoyed that I kept doing that. And I was like, listen, if you want something, just ask.
Yes.
Don't ask me, what am I doing? You don't give a fuck about what I'm doing.
Right.
You just want to know so you can ask me for something.
If I'm available
yeah.
for you.
And it's yeah. a huge pet peeve of mine. So now whenever anyone texts me WYD or what are you doing, I get annoyed because I know you want something.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's annoying. Don't you? Because any other time you wouldn't ask me what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyways, if you can take anything from this podcast episode, it's my mom had to put up a lot with me. So
daddy's girl. Daddy's girl. Daddy said yes to everything.
But as I got older, we became friends. So meh.
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
She's my very best friend. I had one sister who passed away, but Amber is and always will be my best friend.
Mommy's doctor. I'm not gonna cry. Not today, damn it.
Silly you.
I mean, professionally silly.
Professionally you know, silly but... you, yes. I don't know what I was thinking. Keep forgetting the professionally.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, guys, if there is someone out there that you care about, tell them that you love them. Tell them why they're here. Give them big hugs, give them kisses, take them out to lunch. Buy them that pony they want. Maybe don't do that. But just do something nice for somebody that you love and let them know that you're there. Because the really nice ones, the ones who are always there trying to help you, the ones who always seem real happy all the fucking time, you know, they're the ones who will not ever let you see that they actually need that encouragement, that positivity. So just go ahead and hand it to them. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's my mom is awesome. Professionally silly life rules, damn it. She is awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are fucking titties. And I mean that wholeheartedly with my whole heart. I love your faces, but most of all, I love your ears. So subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. And also do your girl a favor, leave me a 5-star and written review, okay, especially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, because they pretty much, they own the podcasting world right now. So yeah, that would be helpful. Thank you. But yes, do me a favor and spread the happy with your friends and family so that my podcast can grow. That'd be amazing. 5 stars. And this is your first time listening. I hope you decide to come back and join in on the silly. And don't forget, you can binge many episodes that you probably haven't heard yet. I have a ton of them. Check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. If you have any silly stories or ideas, maybe you want some advice, or maybe you're wondering what the P-Silly listeners might have to say about your specific conundrum. Ooh, conundrum. That is a great SAT word. Or maybe you just want to call in and say, what's up? You can always call me 805-664-1828. Once again, you can call me at 805-664-1828. Leave me a message or text. And you can also email me if you would like to at itsprofessionallysilly @gmail.com. And all of that will be down below in the show notes for you. Also in the show notes is going to be my social media stuff, like my most used. I've included my link tree there. So boom, one click, bada bing, I'm all on your screen. Okay. My YouTube channels, all that good stuff. And for those of you that are interested in writing or sending me things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send me anything you want at all, and I will always open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. All right, once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I will leave you with this. We advocate not judging a book by its cover, but also glorify love at first sight. Huh. That's kind of crazy when you think about it, isn't it? See y'all next week.